www.littlegirls.co.za.
Some people think little girls should be seen and not heard, but I think...
Why, hello, 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 and welcome to a new episode of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music always speaks for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klundert, bringing you two full hours of fabulous, phenomenal, fantastic female-fronted radio week after week. I cannot... start the show without saying a very happy new year to you. I know we're a couple weeks into the new year already, but Girly So Groovy took a well-needed winter break last week, but we are back and ready to go for 2025. Wherever this show is finding you right now, I am hoping that you are safe and happy and joy-filled for 2025. We wrapped up 2024 with a bang. We had both our annual holiday extravaganza and our top 10 Girly So Grooviest episodes. A huge thank you to any and all of you loyal listeners who reached out through social media to let me know how much you enjoyed those programs. Remember that if you ever missed those programs or would just like to listen again, you can find Girly So Groovy online. Simply go to the website mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. There you will find the last 10 weeks worth of Girly So Groovy ready for you to press play. Lots of music coming up in this first hour of Girly So Groovy. I've got music on the way from the B-52s, Shannon and the Clams, Jefferson Airplane, Ali X, music coming up from Girl in Red, Magdalena Bay. But I was thinking about how do I launch the entire year here on Girly So Groovy? How do we steer the ship? And then I thought back to that tagline we have been using for nearly 24 years now. The only show dedicated to the women who rock. Let's put that into practice. We are going to kick the entire 2 hours, the entire year off with new music from Melbourne, Australia. Boisterous 1970s rock-inspired garage punk quartet, Amal and the Sniffers, right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Here I am, a vision so far out, don't rob me
When we say dedicated to the women who rock, we mean it here on Girly So Groovy, launching our way into 2025 with an absolute pure rock and roll party. We heard music right there from arguably the most important punk band of the 1990s and 2000s. It is Sleater-Kinney, reaching back to their 2000 album, All Hands on the Bad One. We heard the title track, back when Sleater-Kinney were a trio. In the middle, it is the grunge band L7 from their 1992 album Bricks Are Heavy. We heard the song Pretend We're Dead. L7 is a band that I feel like is absolutely always on the outside. They weren't quite part of the Riot Girl movement of the 1990s. They weren't quite part of the alternative rock of the 1990s. They were always on the outside. I still 30 years later, giggle to myself when I think about when Sarah McLachlan launched her Lilith Fair tour across North America for select shows. L7 hired a plane with a banner trailing behind, just talking about how they were on the outside and not included in a festival like Lilith Fair because of the sound and music that they make. So again, we always make room for the outsiders here on Girly So Groovy. We kicked the entire 2 hours, an entire year off here, with new music from Melbourne, Australia rock band Amal and the Sniffers. Their new third album is called Cartoon Darkness. It's definitely proving where the band is continuing to deliver their signature sound, which is just a muscular dose of raucous anger and attitude done in rock and roll fun. This time we heard the song Chewing Gum. We'll definitely be featuring more of Amal and the Sniffers here on Girly So Groovy. Amal and the Sniffers, I think, is one of two albums I just ran out of time to feature in 2025. Kim Deal is the other artist, and we'll be taking a listen to Kim Deal in the second hour. But trying to cram so much music into 2024 in the end of the year, there were going to be some casualties that had to just be featured here in 2025. And I am thrilled to still include those albums here on the program. Okay, speaking of rock and roll fun, a band that put Athens, Georgia on the map, the B-52s, here on Girly So Groovy. stretching back nearly 60 years. That's music from the quintessential San Francisco psychedelic band Jefferson Airplane, with vocals from the wild frontwoman Grace Slick. The song is called Greasy Heart. That's from the band's 1968 album Crown of Creation. In the middle, it is new music from Oakland, California band Shannon and the Clams, a band that channels doo-wop and rockabilly 1960s girl groups with a dose of R&B, surf, punk, and garage rock all thrown in. Their latest album is called The Moon Is in the Wrong Place. We listened to the title track. It's the band's seventh album, released just last year. It is really fun listening. And speaking of really fun listening, we kicked off that set with the flamboyant and campy purveyors of perfect indie rock, the B-52s. The song is called 53 Miles West of Venus. That comes from the band's album, Wild Planet. Lots more music to get you here on Girly So Groovy. Coming up in the next half hour, I've got music on the way from Ali X, music coming up from Girl in Red, Magdalena Bay as well. But up next here on Girly So Groovy, it's music from a Montreal musician that makes irreverent and quirky indie electronic sounds. Her name is Virginie B. She's up next here on Girly So Groovy.
Les fleurs jaunes, celles qui posent dans les craques des trottoirs, celles qui finissent sur trop de beaux chaussures, qui trouvent dans les néons un peu de soleil, elles finissent toutes pareilles. Quand elles finissent le temps en bas, elles retournent chez elles, par la ruelle, qui sentent la pisse, qui c'est triste. C'est triste, c'est triste, c'est triste.
Thank you. care for me when we all fall asleep? Where do we go?
Come here.
Say it, spit it out. What is it exactly? Your pain is the amount cleaning you out. Am I satisfactory? Today I'm thinking about the things that are deadly. The way I'm drinking you down, like I wanna drown, like I wanna end me. Step on the glass, staple your tongue. Bury a friend, try to wake up. Cannibal class, killing the sun. Bury a friend, I wanna end me. I wanna end me. What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Listen.
Keep you in the dark. What had you expected? Me to make you my art and make you a star and get you connected. I'll meet you in the park. I'll be calm and collected. But we knew right from the start that you'd fall apart, cause I'm too expensive. Your talk would be something that shouldn't be said out loud. Honestly, I thought that I would be dead by now. Calling security, keeping my head held down. Bury the hatchet or bury your friend right now. The debt that I owe, gotta sell my soul. Cause I can't say no, no, I can't say no. Then my limbs are frozen, my eyes won't close. And I can't say no, no, I can't say no.
Careful.
Step on the glass, staple your tongue. Bury a friend, try to wake up. Cannibal class, killing the sun. Bury a friend, I wanna end me. I wanna end me. I wanna end me. What do you want from me? Why don't you run from me? What are you wondering? What do you know? Why aren't you scared of me? Why do you care for me? When we all fall asleep, where do we go?
Before there was Barbie, before all the nominations and awards, it was back in 2019 when we received the breakout debut album, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?, introducing us to the talent that is Billie Eilish. We heard the song Bury a Friend that does come from that 2019 debut album. Before that, it is music from Ali X. Now, Ali X is the Toronto avant-pop singer-songwriter. Her latest album, Girl With No Face, pulls from post-punk, glam, and synth-pop inspirations. We included Girl With No Face in our list of honorable mentions for 2024. One of the best descriptions of Ali X's latest album, Girl With No Face, that I've come across has to be this. It's an album that begs for a dance party in the neon-kissed corners of the gothiest parts of your soul. And I would agree with that description. Hence the reason we included it in our honorable mentions. This time we heard the song Hardware Software from Ali X. And then kicking off that set, music from Montreal indie electronic musician Virginie B. Her latest album is called Astral 2000. We heard the song Hannah. If you liked what you heard, you can find that entire album on Bandcamp. Virginie B, V-I-R-G-I-N-I-E. And then just simply the letter B. Okay, for this next set, how about we kick things off by leaving North America? Norwegian alt-pop musician Marie Ueven is best known by her moniker. It's music from Girl in Red right now here on Girly So Groovy.
I was gone for a minute, cause I went to get help. And it's not like I wanna die. At least not now. I love being alive. I was feeling so inadequate, never been so out of it. Didn't think I'd make it this far. Tracing all my steps, it's easy to forget. Like finding a light switch in the dark. I'm back, I'm better than ever. Life's so good when your light is a feather. On track is where I will be. At least if life is allowing me. I know I have a tendency, melancholic tragedy always seems to follow me around. Living life in gray did something to my brain. But hey, I took a shower today. I'm back, I feel like myself. I was gone for a minute cause I went to get help. It's not the end of the world. Time doesn't stop for a sad little girl. Sometimes I get bit by the dark. It spreads into my heart, takes over me. There's hope for me. I'm back. I'm back. Yeah, I'm back. Yeah, I'm back. Trying around the corner, the good life I always wanted. I think that I can see it now. I'm in the field of daisies and this time feels amazing. Is what they're talking about. It's easy to get caught in the state of being lost, but this time I think I'm found. I wouldn't go without it. The ups and downs and what ifs, it's all a part of being
Our love is rock steady. Love is like a punishment. Homegirl here to represent. So innocently you seem to come my way. While Tinkerbell and Cupid play, they sit there and they laugh.
There is a band that has not received some girly, so groovy radio love in quite some time. It is music from No Doubt. Going back to their 2001 album, Rocksteady, we heard the closing track and title track, Rocksteady from No Doubt. Hey, listen, I talked about this throughout the show, and you, if you're a loyal listener, you know this already, that at the end of the year, we counted down the top 10 girly so grooviest albums for 2024. It's quite interesting and purely coincidental that I found room to squeeze No Doubt into this episode. If you are curious to know, that album, Rocksteady, was actually featured in our top five girly so grooviest list for 2001. It was the very first countdown show we ever did here on Girly So Groovy. Girly So Groovy launched in 2001. And I just so happened to be able to stumble across, in a notebook that I saved from when we started the show, I was keeping a weekly playlist saved in a notebook back then. And the music nerd that I am kept it all these years. So are you curious? Would you like to know what made the top five in our very first year of Girly So Groovy back in 2001? If you know what, indulge me with this. I look at the list and I kind of think to myself that, I kind of stand true by many of the selections. Back in 2001, when we did the very first top five girly so grooviest albums of the year, Nika Costa was number five with her album Everybody Got Their Something. No Doubt came in at number four. Missy Elliott came in at number three. Lucinda Williams came in at number two with her album Essence, and then Bjork came in at number one with her album Vespertine. And I really do think, you know, that list really describes what Girly So Groovy is, the genre hopping show that it is, the wonderfully weird indie rock of Bjork, the alternative country of Lucinda Williams, the hip hop genius of Missy Elliott. I stand by this list. So there you go. Thanks for indulging me. Hopefully I piqued your interest as a fellow music nerd. But I just thought it was kind of fun that I stumbled across that list, knowing we just did the top 10 Girly So Grooviest list for last year. Anyways, in the middle, it is music from Magdalena Bay. Now, they are the Los Angeles pop duo who pair progressive pop sounds with slick retro early 2000s dance hooks. Their sophomore album, Imaginal Disc, was released just last summer. We heard the song Vampire in the Corner. Love and light being sent to Magdalena Bay as Los Angeles artists. Hopefully they've been able to weather the storm and are able to be on their feet making music and creating art that they do so well. And then kicking this set off, it's music from Norwegian alternative pop singer-songwriter Girl in Red. The song is called I'm Back. It's the opening track to her latest sophomore release. I'm Doing It Again, Baby is the name of the album. It was released just last year from Girl in Red. Lots more music to get to coming up in the second hour. Let me remind you, when I talk about doing shows like the Top 10 show, there are multiple ways you can stay in touch with the programming we do here. I told you at the start of the show how you can listen anytime on our Mixcloud account at mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy. But another great way is through social media. Find us on Instagram at GSG Radio, or we are on Facebook simply at Girly So Groovy, girly and groovy ending with an IE. You will find every week the playlists in print, but especially when I do things like the Top 10 show, especially on our Instagram page. I created a full highlight reel that lists all 10 albums with snippets of songs. You can find 2024 there. I did it last year. I did it back in 2022 as well. They're just waiting there for you to have some fun. Don't forget also, too, when we talk about bands like No Doubt that have not received some girly so groovy radio love in quite some time, you can get any requests to me through our social media pages. Let me know which bands or musicians you would love to hear here on Girly So Groovy. Let's wrap up this first hour before we totally dive into the second hour. We already featured one Montreal musician earlier this hour with Virginie B. How about we wrap up this hour with another fabulous Montreal act? This time, it is Montreal indie electronic pop duo Hildegard. It was just back in October that they released their new album, Jour 1596. We're going to listen to the track Remember Me Again. The duo is called Hildegard. They are available on Bandcamp with their new album. Again, Hildegard with Remember Me here on Girly So Groovy.
Did I relish that you till it came out of that to deserve your time? Told you nobody's stories, they sure as hell weren't mine. Nobody's stories, they sure as hell weren't mine anymore. Little things you'd forgive, I'm sure. Do you think of me? How do you think of me? Small talk so that we might end up mentioning you. How you might even have said something that eluded you.
Do you think of me?
Welcome to the second hour of Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock and to you, the listener who loves them. A show where the music always sings for itself. I'm your host, Trevor Klendert, bringing you 2 full hours of phenomenal female-fronted radio. Lots more music to pack into the second hour here on the show. Music coming up from First Aid Kit, Cat Clyde, Kim Deal, Hooray for the Riff Raff, Gossip, Nila Frianya, and more. We are going to kick off the second hour with music from an act that I feel like it's been a hot minute since we have featured them here on the show. How about we kick off the second hour with the XX here on Girly So Groovy.